Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime. Hello and welcome to Prime right here on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. You know, the week can be tough. God, this one was definitely tough. But you know what? Listening to us might make things a little bit better. My name is Duff, and I am your producer for this evening. With us, as always, is Carrie and Michael. Mike, what's up?
What is happening, baby?
How you doing, dude? I see you've got Jasmine, Prime Baby, in the house.
Got the Prime Baby sleeping. I'm very glad she's sleeping because she'd probably be crying her head off right now. So we'll keep it that way.
We've experienced the cry baby. I like the Prime Baby a lot better.
I just want to point out the unprofessionalism I bring to the show as I bring my baby on. And
it's bring your baby to work day.
Every day.
Every Friday, right here, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Prime Baby. Right.
You know what's funny? That is hilarious. Now, Curry Baby, how are you doing?
I am tired, very tired. And stop, hit me off the fucking camera. Jesus Christ. Fucking music still going. You already got me on the goddamn camera. And I was going to say, and how's my favorite motherfucker? Now, not so much my favorite, just a motherfucker.
Why am I not your favorite motherfucker? That's what I want to know.
Well, technically, you are a motherfucker, so... Yeah.
Oh, and I love every bit of it when I get the chance to partake in the fucking of a mother.
This is just true. Saying. I am in the same boat as you, brother.
Well, you just had a baby. I don't know if you know this, but your wife just had a baby.
I don't know if you know this. I got two kids.
Yes, you do have two kids. And with that comes no sex.
No. Actually, it's not been that bad. You're right. I'm not going to lie. This new baby is like, hey, you guys thought you were doing something? You thought I was asleep? Bitch, I was 30 minutes. I'm ready. Let's go. She's up for like the next 3 hours. And we're like, no, she'll go back to sleep. I'll tell you one thing. The weirdest thing is to have your wife, you and your wife right next to each other about to do things. And then you're just sitting there like you're both still, like we just saw like a freaking dinosaur, T-Rex or something. We're sitting still like, shh. And we're just sitting there like holding each other. I'm like, oh, that's like, this is totally how I saw being an adult. This is definitely what I thought of.
Yeah, went from having to hide from your dad or your parents when you wanted to have sex. Now you got to hide from your kid.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing. Listen, my son almost caught us one time. But he was like three, so he didn't really know what was going on. But we forgot to close that damn door, and we forgot he just learned how to open. Man, he walked right in the middle. We were both just sitting there, butt-ass nigga. Had to hurry up and put the covers on. Like, hey, buddy, what you want? How you doing? What's going on? And he was just like, Daddy, Mommy. He was like, you guys don't have no clothes on. He's like, just like when I take a bath. I was like,
nah. Yeah, we were getting ready to get in the tub.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, we want to take a shower, buddy. He was like, oh, okay. He was like, I just want to say hi. And he just walked out of the room and left the door open, too.
Well, Carrie and I know a little something about leaving the door open, just because our air conditioning sucks here at the house, at the Rogue Intel HQ. So, we ended up leaving the door open, and well, then our 20-year-old comes out and wants to get a snack or a water or whatever, and we pretty much freeze and throw the covers over us, and yeah.
You say freeze through the covers.
We act like we're sleeping.
Well, somebody's awake.
Uh-oh. Hello, uh-oh. Jasmine.
No, not yet. I'm still good. But she's grabbing my damn thingy.
So it is the end of the week. And at the end of the week, we're all entitled to an adult beverage. Now, Mike, I understand that you might have two kids, and so mm-hmm. you're drinking, I don't know, I guess tea or whatever
juice
people with two kids drink. But I know in the Rogue Intel HQ, as I mentioned earlier, we are drinking adult beverages in the house. Carrie, what are you drinking this evening?
I have some wonderful vodka mixed with some cranberry juice and a hint of lime juice. It's very yum.
Yummy.
A hint of lime, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And I am drinking, right now I'm drinking water because, taking a break. But I am drinking Jameson's with a little bit of lemon, actually.
That's because you can't produce and be intoxicated. There should be no drunken drunken button push. Exactly.
That was the first time I heard Carrie pull a Duffy.
Hey, come on. Why you gotta call Pete a Duffy? I can't talk sometimes stone cold sober.
Like, I'll be saying stuff right too.
But it doesn't mean you gotta call me a Duffy. You don't have to call what she's doing a Duffy. She's not even a Duffy yet.
Well, she will be, and it's called a Duffy.
I don't know if she wants to after this. You're going to scare her away, Michael. Is that what you want?
Really? After decade, if you haven't scared me away yet, I don't know.
A decade and a half? Yeah, like if you guys haven't killed each other yet or left each other yet, I think you're good.
Well, actually, we have left each other, but we came back.
That's what I said. You know, what would they say if the heart grows fonder, some being apart? I don't know, some shit like that. I was like, all I know is you guys are together, and I can't wait to go to your wedding and go, this is Curry, baby, and P. Duffy. Like, if you guys don't know them, they got a podcast. So, I don't know if you guys know this.
I got two kids. So what you're saying is you want to give us away at the wedding. You want to give a speech.
Well, see, I think Mike should be ordained, and he could just do the damn ceremony.
Dude, I will pay to get you ordained. Seriously.
Doesn't it only take like, it's like what, like a 30-minute, an hour thing or something on the internet?
Exactly.
I can become an ordained minister.
I will pay.
That's some good bit. If you tell me where to do it, I will do that.
Dude, you gotta do a little bit of Googling yourself here.
See, and then he could do it in his like little sexy chocolate voice, and you can have the music going in the background, and he can just put the groove on it.
Like, hey, everybody, I would like to welcome you to the Curry and Duffy wedding, and today it's a slight thunderstorm of sexiness with a touch of with a sprinkle of beautifulness and marriage for life. Don't we love marriage? We love us some marriage. Yeah, baby.
The hard part would be not laughing.
I would love to officiate you guys' wedding wherever you have it. If I don't see, I know it's easy. I just never dug into it because I've never been asked. But I will look into it. If you guys will allow me, I will fucking do it. All right.
I'll tell you what. You look into it. You let me know how much it's going to cost, and I will pay it. And
I don't think it's crazy.
I will. I will actually pay you for your time.
You can pay me in food and liquor.
But you don't drink.
I will that day. Damn it. Right.
Well, I'm glad.
They'll be like, aren't you the officiating person? Like, I had to pass that motherfucker shot. Because I know you guys aren't going to be inside of a church show.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. We will not. No, unless you want to see green pea soup coming out of this woman's mouth. Like, you really don't want to put her in a church.
Hey, so what is it called? How to become a, what is it?
So the podcast formerly known as Prime is now the How to Become a Minister podcast, apparently.
The minister? No, you don't have to become
officiator.
A minister.
I don't know what the hell it's called. Yeah. I'm not religious.
Religious.
I am not.
You know what? You're right. Is it officiant? I'm going to see if. I want to marry somebody.
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Legally officiate marriages.
Oh, no.
become an ordained minister. I wish I could share this. It totally looks fake as fuck. I could get ordained right now.
Well, I'd actually prefer it if you didn't do it live on the show.
That'd be awesome.
We can, you know, we can record the ceremony.
Oh, that is too funny. It's literally like you're signing up for an email account. It's like, it's just a, give us a name, make a password, and get ordained now.
No, Jesus.
It was going to be awesome.
I don't know if you know this, but you can actually listen to our podcast on any pretty much podcast network or anywhere that has podcasts for sale for the price of free, of course, because we don't sell our podcasts.
We do.
You can go to iTunes and stuff, but I want to let you know, you can also watch us live on YouTube and rogueintel.com/live. So if you would like to hang out with us, you can do so right here. Cause we're here.
Tell them there's a number they can call in if they want to talk to us as well.
Yeah. Do you know that number, Michael?
You know what? I think you know it better than me.
Yeah. It's 410-989-1734. That is the number if you want to be a part of the show.
1734.
Yes. You know, as a matter of fact, Mama B in the chat
Mama
room,
B.
a.k.a. 70 Acres Studio, is saying that no one should call me a bishop because he's got the smarts from my side of the gene. What the hell? I don't know.
Wait,
I'm not a bishop. My name is Duffy, thank you very much. My last name is Duff, and that's what I'm sticking to.
See, but I think when we get married, you and I should both become Cavies.
Come who?
No, why the hell would I want to do that?
Get away from Duffy.
Yeah,
what
but
good
then,
is Duffy?
Yeah, but like, hi, my name is Cave, and I'm going to be your producer for this afternoon. With me, as always, is Michael and Carrie. Like, that doesn't have the same ring as Duff.
Duff does sound a little better. I'm sorry, Kerr.
You can still call you Duff. Doesn't mean that has to be your legal last name.
So you want me to change my name to Cavey. So Patrick Cavey. I don't know. What do you all think about that in the chat room?
Is that your last name, Kerr?
That was my maiden name, yeah.
Is there like a place where men take the woman's last name like all the time?
Well, yeah, that happens actually quite rather frequently.
Where?
Here.
In America?
Yes.
Not in good old America, USA. We don't do that type of faggery here.
Wow. Faggery? Wow.
You know what? Like I told somebody the other day, I was like, I haven't said faggot in a long time. Like, just a good, oh, you faggot. Oh, you're a faggot. Something like that.
Really? Didn't we have this conversation already about Touche El Douche? You know what happens when you call Duff a faggot, right?
He gets a little red and a little mad. But I call him a faggot all the time, so.
I mean, his thing. It's only right, okay? Duffy's got a little faggotry in him. And it's okay. It's totally okay. I just want to start saying faggot again. I think I'm just going to start saying faggot every night.
See, when he cries, when he shouldn't cry because he's a man, I call him a fag. I was like, stop using a fag.
But no, so you got to say the whole word, faggot. Put some emphasis on that.
Why is this turning into another show where y'all make fun of me?
Because you're easy target.
I wasn't actually talking about you necessarily. But then, yes, it became an easy target because we love you.
Okay.
If there was no love, we would not talk about you. You realize this, right?
I understand that. I am fully aware of this situation.
Yeah, I trained him in that philosophy over the past 15 years. If I didn't pick on you, you'd think I was mad at you.
This is true. If she was like, hey, honey, how you doing? You'd be like, what's wrong? What did I do? You know, that type of stuff.
I don't know what I did to ever offend you guys, but I wish you'd knock it the fuck off.
Well, maybe she's not being a faggot.
There you go. You know, speaking of, did you guys check out the latest episode of Table Reads on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network?
Why would we listen to those faggots?
Seriously, Carrie. God, I just can't do anything without you making fun of me. I really can't.
That was good. I mean, I did hear that the producer is super gay. Super gay.
Yeah, I heard it from, I think, this dude named Trevor. I think he said that.
What the fuck? That's not even right.
You know what's funny? I like the way that I just alley-ooped it and Carrie just slam dunked it, baby.
Did you break the glass?
Yes, and I hung from the rim, too. Because I am a tall black man.
That's right. She does identify. She does identify.
You know, she's taller than you. She identifies as someone who's taller than you and blacker than you, right?
That's all right.
She's like the LeBron James of identifiers.
Oh, good Lord.
That's right. Hey, look, and we need that. We need that.
Dude,
right?
You might need that. How do you think I feel in the bedroom?
Hey, look, sometimes just bend over, bite the pillow, and just have happy thoughts.
Wow. You know, you had me there until you said bite the pillow.
No.
And then it became all too real.
That was awesome.
All too real, Michael.
See, whenever I get Carrie going, I'm sorry. I just can't not want to do it, all right?
But it wasn't just stopping with biting the pillow. It was bite the pillow and have happy thoughts. It was happy like, thoughts, oh my baby. God.
I don't even know. Hey, Michael, how have you been this week?
Well, I haven't been biting any pillows, if you want to know that, you little faggot. No, I'm
scared. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. I've been good, except for minus the fact that half my city's underwater.
Well, it's don't know if you know this, but you live in Owings Mills, so your city's fine.
No, my city where I'm from and where I represent, Houston, Texas. Yeah, man, they've been doing bad. It started with last Sunday, was scared the shit out of me, because initially it's just like a tropical storm, which we get all the time. You know, no problem. You don't even think about it. Like when it's like kind of like a snowstorm here, you know, like you don't even think about it. Like, oh, it's going to snow. Oh, they say it's going to be so bad. Sure. But this one was really fucking bad. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, it went from, like, a little nothing to, like, there's pictures. I wish you could see them on the internet. It's like I-10. It still looks like a fucking ocean. Like, hands down, the water is damn near up to the freeway sign. Like,
wow.
Like, that's how bad it is. And in some areas, some of the freeways still flooded out. Like, the whole freeway is flooded. Mind you, we have the biggest freeway system in America. So, you know, you got places that are just flooded. And it was crazy, man. I mean, I don't know how many people died or whatever, but it wasn't as horrible that way, but it's a lot of property loss, a lot of people stranded and stuff like that. But I'll be honest with you. My little city, you know, Texas, we're kind of known for having a good amount of racism and whatnot. We are. Steers but and queers. You know, it's funny, a guy at work says that. He was like, listen, he's like, I heard there's only two things that come from Texas. I was like, what's that? He was like, steers and queers. He's like, you don't look like cattle. But no, man, it's just, yeah, it's crazy. So luckily, none of my family was hurt. I think, you know, my aunt and my grandmother got stuck in the house for like a few days. A couple of my cousins. One of my cousins was in Miami. Like, just to have fun. And they didn't get to go home for like almost 3.5 days before they could actually make it back home.
Now, so I do have a little purgy thing I need to say about the whole flooding thing.
May God be with you all.
Well, can we talk about Joel Osteen?
Well, I'll get to his stupid ass in a minute. First off, I want to, you know, it sucks about the amount of rain and the flooding and the loss of property, loss of life. Mm-hmm. All right, but here's where I have a really huge motherfucking problem. All of the pieces of shit that are there that not only abandon their dogs, but would tie them and abandon them. So
said dogs?
Oh, yeah, dogs.
So that really? Those poor dogs couldn't fend for themselves and try and save themselves. They were trapped. Now, you know, I'm sorry, there are so many humans on this planet, and at least 23% of them aren't worth saving. You know, those dogs, those animals did nothing but love whoever owned them. And how hard is it to try and get your dog out because you're trying to get your own self out?
I didn't even know that. I'll be honest with you. I saw people saving animals.
Yeah, but the ones that got tied and left behind.
I didn't even... Yeah, I'll be honest with you. That's not something I even knew was a problem.
Kudos to all of the people that have gone there and have done their best to save as many of those dogs and cats and whatever other furry, feathered friend got left behind from some worthless piece of shit that was just worried about their own fucking ass. I hope they all rot.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Joel Osteen.
Oh, God.
I hope he gets bent over and fucked with the biggest fucking dildo that man can create and split him right in fucking half.
Ow!
Oh! Damn.
And that's all I needed to say about that.
Well, getting back to the whole, the dog thing, I definitely agree. That's one of the lowest things you can actually do is A, leave your dog, but B, tie them up so they can't get away from it. So they essentially drown if the water gets too high. You really can't expect as an adult, as a functioning member of society, that if you tie a dog up to a solid post or surface, that the dog's going to actually be able to just, I don't know, stick around. I do want to thank all of the dog rescues out there. I know Villalobos is out there from Louisiana. I know Wolfpack Dog Rescue from Illinois, they're out there.
Well, a lot of different rescues here in Maryland are taking animals that were already in some of these rescues and bringing them to Maryland so that the rescues closer have room for all of the animals that are getting saved now.
I'll be honest with that. Yeah, you guys definitely looked into something I didn't even know. I just assumed, you know, a lot of people take their animals with them in situations like this.
Oh my
God,
my ankles and socks are getting wet. I'm going to have to tie Fido to this bypass ramp guard thing and keep on driving.
Yeah, there have been so many pictures from Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else that shows these animals just tied up, left for dead, pretty much.
And I hope everybody that did that fucking rots.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. I didn't know anything about that. I mean, it's crazy because, I mean, I saw a lot of people, you know, displaced, but that's one thing that I guess is not really being talked about.
Yeah.
I understand, like, I don't actually know. I would say
that
leave them
dog,
behind because it's hard.
It would be
it's
easier hard. To take that dog out of there than it would be to take your child. That child is probably not able to swim, can't probably walk. You have to feed it. That dog will walk. That dog can swim, and push comes to shove, that dog can feed itself, find shit to eat, whether it should or not. It can find it.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a lot more capable than some of the inbred offspring that probably made it to some relief shelter down there.
Well, first of all, I'm from Texas.
Well, I don't care that you're from Texas. You're
not gonna throw all that inbreeding stuff.
Are you gonna? All right, Mike. Would you leave your cats penned in the area that they couldn't get out of just so that they could drown?
No, I would.
All right. Well, you're not an inbred piece of shit. The fuckers that did this stuff are inbred pieces of shit.
Yeah, that's. I'm gonna be honest with you. That's fucked up. Like I know for a fact. Like if something were to happen here. Like, there's really no way that we would leave the our cats, you know. Because
you're a pussy?
No. They are furry members of the family.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
And they were probably the oldest children.
Yeah, they are, actually, yeah.
So, you know, the oldest need to survive, too.
But it's just also, it's not hard, you know, especially if you got, like, one or two dogs. Now, only way they would get left is if we're in a situation where they pass before we can, you know, leave or something like that. And That was still
something. Or they're scared and you can't find them. You know, I understand.
No, well, I would actually. Well, yeah, that would be, yeah, because they are really good at hiding when they need to.
It's,
yeah,
you gotta, like, you know, you always hear about people getting out of the house, but their animal got left inside. It's probably because it was hiding to the point where you couldn't fucking find them because they were scared. Yeah. And I get that. But when you have had the opportunity to have your pet in your hand and tie them somewhere, you know what? Fuck you.
And, you know, speaking of Joel Osteen and all of the
other stuff. You know, he makes $40 million a year.
I don't care what the fucker makes. I hope he goes to hell, if there is a hell. But, you know, on this note, I do want to thank the Manchester Christ Church of Maryland for playing the fucking church bells while we're trying to podcast here.
I was going to say, what did they do?
Well, check it.
I thought it was
here,
you guys.
Here, just listen.
What are they doing?
They choose this time to play their fucking church bells. And, you know, on a Sunday afternoon, you're walking in the neighborhood and you hear church bells. Thank you, because it sounds good.
And it's Sunday. It's appropriate for those who like to thump their Bible.
Yeah, why are they doing it at 8 o'clock on a Friday?
Exactly.
I know nobody's there.
Yeah. So, Joel Osteen, before we get done with the Purge Report, this impromptu version of the Purge Report, I do want to say, yeah, Joel Osteen, essentially what happened, in case you've lived under a rock, is that, Joel Osteen is the father of all televangelists. The people that watch Fox News during the day, on Sundays, they're watching Joel Osteen.
Osteen, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But speaking of inbred, have you seen him?
No, I haven't. Joel Osteen?
Yeah, he's a weird-looking fucker, I'll be
inbred.
Honest with you.
Inbred.
And you know what makes me so mad is there's a guy in Houston. He's like a Houston kind of like mattress furniture. His name is Mattress Mac. Mattress Mac, in a lot of cases, he's one of the richest guys in Houston. He's been there over 30 years, 40, you know, his commercials have always played same locations, whatever. He opened his doors to like the military in the past. He's opened his doors to all the, the Katrina victims. He opened his door to Ike and all these other people's in Rita and stuff like this. And he's opened his doors again this time and, you know, let people stay inside. And mind you, Joel Osteen has what used to be the Rockets Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their old stadium. That's what he turned into his mega church. And again, this is like, we're talking maybe, was it 20,000? You know what I'm saying? Something that could seat that many or whatever. And this motherfucker didn't open his doors until like, what, I think the date, like yesterday or something.
And that's
like
only
that?
Because he got so much flack. He felt he had to.
I mean, when the neighborhood mosques are opening their doors to everyone, that's a sign that you should probably open your doors.
You can't trust a fucking Christian. I mean, seriously.
Man. And it's funny because it was a couple people who actually went there and like members, they wouldn't let the members in. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, even if you don't have everything ready for people, you still take people in. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't have to be prepared. Obviously, you can't really prepare for this level of whatever, you know, devastation. Well, whatever, but just let people in. Let them dry off. Let
but
them
here's,
chill.
But here's the thing. Most Catholic churches will leave their churches unlocked so that if you are in need of shelter or sanctuary, you go in. You know, so, you know, all he is a money grubbing piece of shit.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And he is going to take a serious loss this year. And it's funny because I have friends who are all mad at him, but then I have a couple friends who are like, how can you guys, you know, get off Joel Osteen's back? And I'm like, you are a dumb son of a bitch. I'm like, really? Like, the guy has a place that can seat thousands. And he won't open his door. Like, the door is literally locked, and you can see people inside, and they got the lights on. Mind you, they have lights when people are losing lights. People don't have water. People don't have all of them. I'm like, you know what? Man, fuck him. Fuck what he's about. I never liked him in the first place because he made way too much money to not be helping as much. You know, that's one thing. Also, I don't like a lot of preachers anyway, or Christian, you know,
I mean,
Christians
when you,
in the first place.
When you have someone who you would think would be all about corporate greed, like Bill and Melinda Gates.
Now, you know, how are you going to say corporate greed equals Bill and Melinda Gates?
No, I'm saying you would think they would be, but they are probably some of the most giving people.
Mm-hmm.
And they are hardcore corporate. That's where they got their fucking money. But yet they are so willing to, you know, oh, let's invest in, you know, trying to find a cure for cancer or AIDS. Let's give money for this. Let's give money for that. You know, he's already said he's not leaving his money to his children. So that money's going back out into the ecosystem to help other people. And, you know, that's somebody who you wouldn't expect it from. You know, here's somebody who has praise God and blah, blah, fuck you, all this bullshit.
Brothership and love and all that bullshit.
He's doing the Scrooge McDuck laying in there on all of his money, you know, probably jerking off on it. And he's supposed to be the good Christian.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. That's why I don't like people like him. It's like, you got the small churches that can only fit like 100 people who are opening the doors, mm-hmm. and they got water in front of them. Like, his place it was at the perfect level where it wasn't being flooded. They have the backup generators. I know they have food. I know they have water. I know, you know, it's just like, even if you don't have all the necessities, like a goddamn, you know, rescue center or something, just let people fucking in. He wouldn't even open the doors.
Hey,
I'm like,
anything you spend or any damage caused, hey, you were helping. You can write it off as a fucking tax write-off, I'm sure.
Exactly. Like they do everything because they get fucking tax breaks because they're a goddamn quote-unquote church,
yep.
which is not a fucking church. Like, man, fuck him. Yeah. Fuck him. And
somebody needs to go over to the Middle East thinking he can convert some people, and they need to take him in and put him on television and hold his head up, you know, hair in his hand, in their hands, and just go,
yeah,
and put that on television, and, you know, that'll be two wrongs making a right.
And I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. I would watch that shit and
laugh.
They
could do pay-per-view. I would pay.
I would pay. I mean, Carrie and I would, well, granted, we both wouldn't have to pay. No, granted, if Carrie paid for us, I would pay for Mike. But we would be paying to see that shit because that's just disgusting. And you know what? That was Carrie's Purge Report.
Did you hear what I said? No more killing tonight.
You know, just in case you didn't know, that the voice of that bed right there is actually Cersei Lannister from Game of Thrones.
That is so right. She's also damn, what's his name? From 300. She's the wife from 300.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? We haven't seen any of the latest season, but I've heard so many oohs and ahs over the new season.
Let me break it down.
Dude, No. I will mute you.
No. I'm just telling you. The way it ends, it just is like, what? Are you? Oh my! Like,
well, I know how it ends because everyone's
shut the fuck up because I don't know.
I was like, how did you stay away from that? Because everybody's saying something.
I don't know. No. I've done very well. I know nothing.
It was a good season. I'll tell you what.
La 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 la.
I'm not. Trust me. I'm not an asshole like that. Like, this is what happened. No. It was a good little season, and I liked it. And I'm liking the way it's turning because it's. Next season is the last. It's the final season, and it's going to be some shit.
See, Michael, you know why I'm playing this music, right?
Why is that?
Well, have you seen the finale?
Seriously, I will hurt you.
See, I'm not saying anything, Curry.
You both will be dead to me.
All right, what do you say we go to a break? How about that? We can collect our thoughts, go to a break, and come back and talk more shit about more people. How about that?
That works.
I like it.
All right, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we've got more shit to talk about, including baby-proofing to the extreme. All that and more on Prime.
Hi, this is Mama B from Rogue Intel Chat Room. When I shop on Amazon for things like dried mealworms, gun holsters, and chicken toys, I go to rogueintel.com/Amazon. It doesn't cost me anything extra, and it helps out my favorite podcast network. Again, that's rogueintel.com/Amazon.
Hey, it's Clint Daly, host of the Daily Dose Sports Podcast. You know, we release a new podcast every single Wednesday, and we bring you our own unique outlook on the world of sports. You know, we try to give you some actual insight and maybe a common sense approach to sports. Whether it's breaking news, some of the biggest games, or even some sports history, check out the Daily Dose Sports Podcast now on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. The Daily Dose, your daily dose of sports and sarcasm.
Hello, am I on? My name is Seamus O'Halloran. I just wanted to call and tell you that I really love listening to you guys. You have a bit of a foul mouth on you, but I think your hearts are in the right place. And you make me laugh, also very hard. That's enough of that. Thank you so much for listening to me. Hey, Marge!
What?
I just left a voicemail on the nice boy's Vansetter machine.
You're still on the phone.
What do you mean I'm still on a phone?
No, the phone.
Oh, shit.
Bring it up.
Sorry.
Table Reads, now part of the Rogue Intel Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Trevor, and I'm here with Sean.
Hi.
And we're from Table Reads. Do you know what Table Reads is?
No. Exactly. I don't know what it is.
Even Sean doesn't know what it is, and he created it. Well, Sean, if you had to guess, which clearly you do, what do you think Table Reads is?
I would think it's a show about a fat guy and a skinny guy reading some bad scripts that never got to be made into movies.
Experience the worst Hollywood has to offer with readings of the scripts you never wanted.
You know, the thing I love about you, Sean, ever since we were kids, is you're always good at guessing. You nailed it.
Yay!
Yay!
Table Reads. Every Tuesday, right here on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network, or visit tablereadspodcast.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette from The Big Bang Theory, and you're listening to the Prime Podcast.
And we're back on Prime.
Prime, baby.
You know, I got a little bit of flack for playing that that Table Reads promo. And I have to say, while I understand and I agree that Sean and I need to get together and record some new promos for Table Reads, well, we haven't yet. And I still want to give them cred because I was on the last episode of Table Reads. I have been the producer for the last four episodes. Well, you've only heard one of them, but there's three more to come. And that's just the beginning.
Oh, that's good. Write that one. What do you think?
Wait, you're actually using a back scratcher?
Yeah.
See, I don't know about you, but that's why I have Carrie for, because she's a damn good scratch backer.
Well, I'm glad to know I'm good for something.
Oh, you are good for many somethings.
Well, I used to ask my wife to do it, and she used to do this half-hearted, like, rub. Like, yeah, is that good? My hand.
Carrie leaves scratches, and I love it.
I wish. All right, it's not. And look at that. Everybody wants to come down. Ain't that something?
So why don't you give him a mic?
Because then I can't cuss.
You know you can cuss.
No, I can't cuss.
So, yeah, I don't know if you heard this one, but check it.
Let me hear.
Camera, action.
And I swear to God, dude, if I hear this theme one more time, I'm going to scream.
That is so bad that no one will film it. Two men will bring it to life just so they can mock it. This is Table Reads.
So the movie's kaput, which means your script ain't worth the buffalo shit on a nickel.
Table Reads with Sean McBee and Patrick Duffy.
I swear to God, I have heard that at least 200 or 300 times.
Well, it doesn't help that I had to recreate all of the sound beds because our buddy Trevor didn't record in multi-track, even for his promo bits. So we did have to do that. And But yeah, Sean and I got together this past Sunday, and we recorded 4 episodes all in one go. And
really?
Yeah, we've got a month's worth of podcast out of one day.
You guys were out in there for a minute there.
Yeah, man. It was great. We're doing Kevin Smith's The $6 Million Man. And it's just, you know, it's such a great script, but it's such a shit script at the same time.
Why is that?
Well, it's corny as fuck. It's cliche. It's corny. But mm-hmm. I got to say, the overall story is really good so far. The one thing I do have against it is the fact that we've done 3 episodes,
mm-hmm.
1-hour shows, mind you, and each episode was just filled with dialogue. But we didn't actually get until the point where he becomes the $6 million man, or the bionic man, until the 4th episode. So we spent 3 hours reading a script that happened prior to the surgery.
Wait. Did y'all, how many episodes did y'all do on this? Did y'all do 4 episodes on this one script?
Well, yeah, it's 173 pages long, so it's going to be, it's going to be a rather long script, but, we spent 3 hours just working up to the surgery, and now he's the $6 million man, and it's looking good. It really is.
I don't understand this at all.
All right, do you understand what a table read is?
No.
All right, let me back
it up. I understand the premise of the show. I listened to the show. I understand all that. I'm talking about you being on this show is the part I don't understand. What?
It doesn't occur to you that I can actually read a script?
No, not at all. And I think you know what I'm getting at, you little going around the bend.
Dude, fuck you. Yes, I have issues with words sometimes, but you know what?
No.
That's why I'm a good editor.
He's not talking about that either. Thank you.
She knows what I'm talking about. I think he does, unless he's just being really
Well, explain it to me.
He's optimistic. Being dim.
I'm saying the fact that you and the gentleman who name shall not be said on this here podcast.
Sean. I'm not doing anything with Trevor. I am not doing
anything with Trevor. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what he's talking about. The fact that the whole blow up and now you're on a show he used to be on, doing the job he used to do. It's like a dog that shits on the carpet you're now taking and putting his nose in it.
Well, no. Yeah. Well, all right, yes, I am putting his nose in it, but not because he doesn't deserve it. Because I didn't want to see Sean's show go on a hiatus and have to, you know, sit there and be delayed while trying to find another producer and try to find another co-host. So I said, dude, what do we got to do so you don't have to go on hiatus? And he's like, well, I need a producer. I'm like, all right, I'm there. If you want me, I'm there.
Well, again, like I said, it all happened literally within a week. It went from, hey, this guy, to, hey, now it's me. What's going on, guys? and everything's great. I'm like,
it's kind of like, you know, when you see like a relationship and somebody comes into it and says that one of the two people in the relationship is cheating, and then that mm-hmm. relationship breaks up, and then that person kind of whoop right in. You know, it's like,
yeah, it's
that's
like
a little hinky.
Hey, I'm okay being the other girl. Just saying.
And I'm sure Sean appreciates the fact that you said you're the girl.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, after all, I am the faggot of this relationship.
Fagula.
The pillow biter.
Oh, come on.
That's why I was like, this does. I was like, all right, this is kind of weird. It's like,
what's so weird about it? He needed a producer.
No. I'm not talking about the producer. I expect to produce it. I'm talking about the actually being on the show and being a vocal part of the show.
He needed someone to read. Hey, dude, he wouldn't have given me the lines.
What about his boy Jimmy?
Jimmy's not on table reads. He was on table reads for like one script.
Why? Well, that's what I'm saying. That's where it's like,
well, see, here's the thing about Jimmy.
Jimmy apparently has commitment issues.
Yeah, here's the thing about Jimmy. Jimmy was a guest on this episode that you're hearing right now. Well, and as you see, about 40 minutes into it, he's not here. So, like, okay, you know, maybe he got shot for real this time.
What?
The last episode of Touche El Douche, he didn't show up for like 30 minutes, and they all thought he got shot.
Well, I know he's got like a beef with the Insane Clown Posse that I really wanted to talk about.
Well, you know, maybe when he does get on the show, and Jimmy, you've got an open invite on the show. Just because you didn't show up tonight doesn't mean we don't love you.
And just because we'll give you shit for not showing up, don't take it personally.
If you don't want shit for not showing up on time, Show up on time.
Hey, I would just like to point out that as the resident black man, I was
on
time. No, I was on time, sir.
You were late. You were like the show starts at 7:15.
No,
we got live at 7:30.
It's show notes and talking and bullshitting like for 15 minutes.
Show prep starts at 7:15.
Which consists of,
but the show starts at 7:30.
How was your week? Oh, don't get into it. Save it for the show.
Well, no, it's...
Oh, hey, here's this. Oh, no, wait. Save it for the show. So we sit here with our thumbs up our collective asses for 15 minutes. Is what happens.
Really, honey?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, here's my take.
I'm about to get ordained while I'm talking to you.
Well, you do that. I tell you what, if you need to get ordained and you need some money, you let me know. I will gladly pay to get you ordained so you can marry us. But let me back up a bit. Let me back up a bit.
Let me clear my throat.
Show prep starts at 7:15 so we can check levels and so we can make sure everything's good and add any last minute entries into the show notes. Well, that hasn't happened since you had a kid.
You're right. I blame her for it totally.
Yeah, I blame the Prime baby. But no, it's all good. But no, Jimmy was supposed to show up. He was supposed to be here and do a show with us tonight. He didn't show. That doesn't mean we don't love him. That doesn't mean we won't have him back on. It just means we're going to give him shit when we do have him.
Maybe
back
he
on.
Felt like he was cheating on Trevor.
Something tells me that isn't a big issue.
Well, see, that's the other thing. I was like, are these guys really cool with this?
Well, I'll tell you what. Sean gave me the role of Steve Austin, the $6 million man in the script. So you tell me. Maybe he just didn't want to do the direction and Steve Austin, but he did give me the role.
Wait a second, guys. I don't know if you know.
Oh, come on, Carrie. Why? Wait. What? Why do you have to turn this into a porn thing? And furthermore, how the fuck do you know what a casting couch is?
It's not just porn. They've talked about it in Hollywood,
Before it became a thing in the porn industry, it was always talked about in Hollywood.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, when I think casting like couch, you know what I think of.
Well, of course you do. That's where your brain lives.
Hey, Duffy, and Curry, this is also includes you. Yeah. I have just been officially ordained.
Wait, you're seriously? Serious?
Oh, now I just have to pay for all my... You just have to pay for all the stuff that comes with it.
Did you use the link that 70 Acres in the chat room sent?
No. Oh, shit. let me use that one. I don't.
She's in the YouTube chat room.
Oh, the YouTube chat room. Okay, hold on. Yeah. I'm going to go look at that, and I will go. I went to, it's funny because they have on their page, like, all the people that's been ordained by them, and it's like The Rock, Stephen Colbert, like a couple of rock stars. Oh, we are going to goddamn do this. Oh,
and see, we were going to let our tattoo guy, or you know, who's ordained already.
Where's the tattoo guy? Where is he?
Jason from he's no longer our tattoo guy. Jason Why? From Why? House of Madness. We messaged him and be like, hey, you're ordained, right? He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, we don't want a wedding. We just want you to, or you know, to officiate the wedding. We're going to have a party at Habanero's. We just want you to come and do finger tattoos, you know, give us the ring tattoos and shit like that. And officiate the wedding. And he's like, well, I don't know if I've got time this year to do this. And I don't do finger tattoos.
This is so funny.
Okay.
I'm going to be ordained, and I'm going to ordain the shit out of your wedding.
Dude, you, like, I'm saying it, like, and I'm not just saying this because we're live on air. I'm saying this because I mean it. You are going to marry the fuck out of us, dude.
You goddamn right.
Like, and all the drinks and all the food and all the pussy. I mean, all of the...
unless you're talking about my wife.
Yeah. Yeah, I will pay for all of your wife's pussy to be all over you.
Okay.
Just don't tell her I said that.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'll keep that between us, and hopefully she won't watch this episode. She won't.
Dude, you know she's right behind you, right?
Yeah, but she can't hear you, so that's the best. And I'm not going to repeat it. But no, yeah, man, this looks like, I'm about to get ordained.
I'll tell you what. You let me know how much it costs.
I'm going to wear a red tux. Is that okay?
No, dude, you're going to have to wear, like, jeans and a tee.
What?
You can wear whatever the fuck you want, but everyone else is going to be wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
See, I think he should wear, like, his best pimp outfit.
70 Acres in the chat room says, she is right behind you!
She's to the side of me now. She's trying to watch Grey's Anatomy while I'm doing the show.
Oh, see, here's another thing. Did you guys watch Grey's Anatomy back when Danny Duquette was around?
Who the hell is Danny Duquette?
Ask your Baby, wife.
Can hear that? I don't know. She doesn't know. She just started watching. She's on season one, episode four. She doesn't know who.
Oh, shit. She's got a way to go. All right. Denny Duquette was a role played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He was a terminal patient who ended up marrying one of the doctors there. And then he died. And everyone loved Denny Duquette. Like, he was everyone's favorite. Well, he then turned out to be John Winchester on Supernatural.
Is that his real name, Danny? Oh, he's a real name.
No, his real name is Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
And you might know him now. Like, he was John Winchester on Supernatural, but you might know him now by one word.
Negan.
Negan, that son of a bitch.
I love Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and if I were gay or a female or any of the above, I would so want to do him. He's such a good-looking guy.
Come on, didn't we talk about this earlier?
We did, but
the faggotry is going on here.
I can't help it, man. I just watched the episode where he dies to save his kid.
What, in Supernatural?
Supernatural Season 2, Episode 2.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that too.
Oh, my God. I'm just getting caught up. I know there's like 12 seasons or 14 seasons or however many seasons there are, but I'm just still getting caught up, and it's such a good show.
Yeah. It's like, well, guys, it looks like all I have to buy, like, they have a wedding package where you buy your ordination credentials, the wallet license, certificate of marriage, and the best power vested in you by the Universal Life Church. Oh, God, I love this. I love this so much.
Dude, how much is it?
Well, that package is like $40, but you don't have to buy that.
That's not bad.
I will, dude. I will literally buy it for you right now.
No, I'm telling you, don't. Okay, it says in addition, the following complimentary items are included with this package. Oh, that's the. I'm trying to see where I could just buy the things that I need.
No. You. We'll talk after the show. I will buy you anything you need. I will put my credit card in there, and I will take care of you.
What I need? You shouldn't have to. Shouldn't have to do. Oh, a letter of good standing. I think that's what I need. I am ordained like a son. I'll be marrying everybody now. This will be awesome. It's gonna start with you guys. So when are we getting married? That's what I need to know.
Well, I have to wait for the divorce. Yeah,
we are still waiting for the judge to sign off on the papers. It's been about 4 weeks, so we should almost be getting. Yeah, we should be getting an update here pretty soon. But as soon as she is divorced, she will be a single woman. And you know how I love my single women.
You know. Hey, you better jump on that quick, Duffy. I don't know if you know.
All the single ladies. You better put a ring on it.
Huh. That's right. I say she might if you take too long, she might start looking elsewhere, Duffy. That's what I'm just saying. You know. I'm not sad, but I'm sad. Yeah. Oh, definitely. This is going down. God,
I don't think there's anybody else out there dumb enough to put up with all my bullshit. So,
and likewise.
And that's all you need. Just somebody who will put up with the stupidity. Yes,
and
you.
All my crazy. He does well.
And that's likewise. Why I married
my wife. She still loves me.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Now, Carrie posted something in the RogueIntel.com/live chat room. She says, wait, platform shoes and big floppy hat and chains.
Well, that's because Mama B said purple velvet tux and lime green shirt for Mr. Mike.
Are you going to be willing to wear that as set attire?
I don't know about the, see, now it has to match me. So
I don't know. I think purple's a good color for you.
I think I'm going, I might be able to do velvet. I might be able to do a little bit of velvet for you.
Well, you let me know what you need and we'll go to the Goodwill.
That's right. Exactly.
Bazinga. Yeah. Good luck finding a velvet tux. Yeah, I was gonna say.
It's crushed velour.
Oh, we're going to get a velour jogging suit.
Oh, shit.
There it is. Boy, you done messed up now. I'm going to look on eBay for a big boy.
Oh, shit. What have I gotten myself into? But no, seriously, you are definitely invited to the wedding. I don't know about all this, but you're definitely invited.
Why wouldn't he be? He's the one doing it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't have any second thoughts. If he shows up in a lime green shirt, like all bets are off.
Oh, come on. That would be hilarious.
All I know is I'm going to have my now purple velour jogging suit on, and I'm going to have the little, the pasta thing, the little collar you put on. Oh, with a purple velour hat. I'm going to find it. Oh, you done messed up, Duffy. You done messed up.
I don't know, man. But, you know, I'm not just saying this because we're live. I'm saying this because you are going to do it.
Oh, no. I'm not lying to you, all right? The fact that I just went and got ordained. I'm serious about this, right? Just to let you know, I'm serious about this.
Oh, I better stop cussing. He's a man of God.
No. No men of God. That is
right, baby. Oh, no, definitely.
We just need a man of Mike.
I'm a man of particular guys. Like, whatever guys you want, I'll be that. I'll be Jewish, too, if you need it. Matter of fact, I'm going to start doing Jewish weddings, Catholic weddings. I'm doing them all, baby.
Hi, him.
Just send me a shout out here on the message board, and we'll work something through my manager Duffy.
No, I'm not your pimp. I am not your pimp.
Well, I didn't say nighttime recreational manager. I said regular manager.
Yeah, but you know, when you're wearing crushed velour, manager equates to pimp.
That means I'm the pimp. Usually, that's what the pimps wear.
So yeah, we'll have more wedding updates about that when news occurs.
I'm so excited.
But yeah, let's get her done, man. That's all I'm saying.
Oh God, you this is so much fun now. I didn't know it was that quick.
So you know, I was just about to start ending the show, and then I realized we didn't talk about baby proofing.
It's not necessarily baby proofing for the baby, actually. That's the wonderful thing about this little thing I found. if anybody needs to know, it's a gentleman. I don't know how much of a gentleman he is.
He's all 5'8" of a gentleman, apparently.
Vincent Cole, 28.
Mr. Vincent Cole, 28, of Waterboro. He's basically, after allegedly using a child as a shield and leading sheriff's deputies on a chase, a Waterboro man is being held without bail at the York County Jail in Alfred.
Wait, so York County where?
That's a good, we're about to find that out, sir, because I'm looking here. I'm like, is that PA? Or what are we talking about?
Yeah, because that's hitting home. For us.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, but this is Bangor Daily News, so yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, but look at our local, like, look at WBOC or WJZ. They post stories from all over the place.
Yeah, but I don't think they have a York, I'm sure, in Maine.
All right, moving on.
Well, basically, on a Sunday, There was a disturbance. Police were called about a domestic disturbance with his girlfriend. Clearly, they were arguing over the last piece of meth. he was not at the scene when deputies arrived. So, basically, what ended up happening was he, you know, put a sent him on a little, you know, little highway chase, whatever. Not a highway, but a little speed chase. And when they caught up to him, you know, some people like, oh, you can't get me, copper, you know, blah, blah. He just so happened to take a child and do that because they were going to tase him. And he was like, don't tase me, bro. But you could totally tase his baby because I don't really care about it. So that's pretty much it. And he's just being held on bail without it because it's like a whole bunch of around the fact. And I didn't want to read it all. I just summed it up.
Wow.
But he's now has charges of, and let's go down his charges. Let's see, was arrested, charged with violation of conditional release. Obviously, he's on parole. Come on now. Refusing to stop for a police officer and driving to endanger, a Class E misdemeanor, endangering the welfare of a child, operating after suspension, and failure to wear a seatbelt. I like that last part, well, failure to wear a seatbelt.
See, I don't understand, though, because prior to this arrest in July, he was arrested for aggravated assault, which is a Class A felony, and that was where he had stabbed someone. Why would you let him out?
Oh, because they don't care.
Yeah, exactly. According to authorities, he stabs one, assaults two others with a metal pipe.
Yeah, and they said this was his daughter that he used. Wow, that's interesting.
You know, people like this need to be purged. The best parents. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-oh. But yeah, I just thought that was an interesting little thing. It's just a stupid little fact that I like to read every now and then. And I mean, he looks like he belongs in jail. I think he just, yeah.
He looks like he's had too many crack rocks in his Wheaties. He's got
the
little
douche chin. You remember the 2000s chin strap, Yeah. I think, matter of fact, me and my coworker at work, every time we say that, we go, Backstreet's back.
All right.
it was one of those guys who had that. I mean, it was pencil. It was on point. I'll give it to him. It was very equal and everything, but it was super douchey.
Yeah.
Super douchey. I like it. It's like, I don't like this guy. I hope he burns in hell. But I like that chin strap. I think I'm gonna do it. I might be able to pull it off. Come on, definitely do it with me,
dude. No, do you really want to see me? Like, look at this. Do you really want to see me with a chin strap? Really,
Duffy, you have just messed up. I'm going to grow the hair to the best of my ability, and I'm going to have a chin strap beard for this wedding. I'm officiating. I'm also going to wear somebody's random chain and necklace.
Dude, if you wear like a 24 karat gold necklace with a clock on it, like all bets are off.
No, I won't be that flagrant. It will be a Jesus piece.
No.
And I will have multiple rings on. Do I have multiple rings? No, but by then I will have found them. And I'm going to have two watches on, one on each wrist, just in case one dies on me. Oh, Duffy, it's going to be beautiful.
And let me guess, you're going to have an ultra thick Fitbit on your ankle just to make it look like it's a
No, because Fitbit costs a little bit of money. I'm not paying all that real money.
Yeah, but you can make it look like a homing beacon for home arrest.
You know what? Listen, we're gonna make this work. We're gonna love it. We're gonna love it. Correction, I'm definitely gonna love it.
Well, I'm gonna love it too. Hey, we want to invite you guys to go subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your fine podcasts. You can go to theprimepod.com to do all of that. And we're going to get out of here for this evening because, hey, it's Friday and we deserve a little bit of fun, too.
There it is.
You know, it's all work when it comes to putting a show together for you guys. Now it's time for fun.
Kerr.
Hasta lasagna.
Get your ear holes ready for some prime post-roll.
Yeah, my wife been going out by herself a lot lately.
She's
cheating on me. But I always tell her,
Asian mailman.
That's right. I was like, look, as long as she helps get the bills paid, then, you know, I can overlook it.
Wow.
Just don't be out there cheating. You know what I mean? Like, come on now. That's just stupid. You know?
Wow. That's all I got to say about that. Wow.
Got to make this house, you know, got to make the house better. You know, if you're going to cheat, like I always told her, I don't know if you guys have this, but we have, yeah, I know you do. You have certain people like celebrities that were like, ah, baby, I might leave you for that. I think she told me hers was Idris Elba or something like that. Am I right, baby? Yeah, she said she would leave me for it. She just reconfirmed it. I told her.
Leave you for the Old Spice guy.
No, I don't think she likes him too much. She loves her some Idris Elba. But I told her mine was Alicia Keys. And but I told her what I would do. I wouldn't just leave her. I would just have her as my side family, and I would send her. I would send her money, and then I told her like a year or two in, all I would do, especially if Alicia Keys gets torn real heavy, she has another hit, I'd be like, I'd divorce her, get my monies, and then be like, she can't really support us and the kids, so you know she's always torn, and I got to take care of the children because you know clearly I'm gonna give up my job and everything to become a house dad.
I like how he's got it all planned out.
Oh, I've had this plan for years. I had this plan before I even met Shirley. Like, Alicia Keys was going to be my wife. And it wasn't until I met my wife that I was like, all right, somebody else got my heart. So I'll have to settle. I'll just settle. Yeah. So, yeah. We would definitely benefit. That's all I say. Look, if you're going to do me dirty, at least benefit from it. Come on now.
You know, if you're just looking for someone to play piano in front of you, I can help you out with that. I can take my shirt off. I can play a little piano.
Will it look like Alicia Keys when she's playing the piano? That's all I need to know.
Probably not.
No, not
what about if we... What if we do the headset thing? You know, the little VR headset? I'm surprised you don't have one of those.
I never got into the VR thing, dude, because it's like there's like four different technologies out there. None of them are compatible with each other.
Mm. Yeah, I know you got the Samsung, you got the actual headset, you got the PlayStation, you got the... Does the Xbox have one?
No.
Not
that I know of.
But yeah, I don't know. I just know that... I'll put that on, you know, you shirtless baby oil, maybe. You
know. Why do you have to add baby oil into it?
Because I know you're like probably rough and hairy and stuff. So, yeah, you know, if I'm going to pretend you're Alicia Keys with my VR, I'm like, oh, Alicia, you seem to have, you know, bigger chunks on you than I remember.
And, now I'm going to put some, coconut oil all over me, man.
At least you'll smell good. At least
yeah, I will smell good. I might not look good, which is why you should be wearing your Oculus Rift.
Exactly. There you go.
Because that's the big one I'm looking for. But it's like, you know, it's a bunch of money.
Yeah, it's something like $500 a pop or something like that.
Pretty much. But they are, like, as far as I know, they are the best out there.
Oculus Rift. See, I was hoping you had one so I could play around with it and look at it. Dude, but then
you are not putting on my VR headset. That's no.
Oh yeah,
that's something that's for me.
We're gonna wear them at the same time. You're gonna look in one side. I'm looking the other side. We're gonna hold it. Right. I keep telling you this. All right. Don't make me bust you out in front of Carrie. Okay.
Nah, man.
All right, I told you I'll keep your secret, but you have to act right in order for me to keep your secret. But no, man, you guys go ahead and get your night. But I was gonna say, if you guys don't mind Mescal, or it depends, you guys let me know, because now that I've been to
Mescal's closer to you, so
oh yeah, Mescal's definitely closer to me.
How about this? Why don't we all meet after work sometime?
That actually sounds great. I, if you guys would have told me, what was I doing Wednesday? I don't think I did anything Wednesday, actually. Yeah, see, you guys up there having all your white friends.
You know, we could have hooked him up. We could have hooked him up with Chanel.
He's married.
Oh, man. That's right.
See, you're looking at, I got my headphones on. All right, my wife might not like it if she had some of the stuff. But she know I'm too fat. Don't nobody want me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.